Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once again it's my pleasure to welcome the four interesting and talented personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back three regular players of the game, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones and Clement Freud, and we welcome someone who's only playing the game for the second time. That is Jenny Eclair. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Jane Stevens, who's going to keep the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds is up. And this edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Ocean Room in the Spa Theatre Complex in the delightful seaside resort of Scarborough in North Yorkshire. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak to me, if they can, on the subject that I will give them. And they will try and do that, as always, without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And let us begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject is What I Don't Talk About. Can you talk on that subject in this game, starting now?
It's quite difficult to talk about that which I don't talk about, particularly as I was in MI8 and signed the Official Secrets Act, which prevents me from talking about that which I don't want to talk about, when I was stationed in Cyprus at No. 9 Wireless Regiment. I had a particularly difficult time just after the war, and I paid a considerable amount, I think, to my country's benefit and the King's service. Other things I don't talk about are Freemasonry, because I might have my tongue torn out by the roots and my body left at low watermark, which at Scarborough is particularly unpleasant.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree that sort of stumble there can be interpreted as a hesitation. So, Clement, you get a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject. There are 21 seconds left, and it's What I Don't Talk About, starting now.
What I Don't Talk About, because I was asked not to, are Nicholas Parsons' problems. I accompanied the man when he saw his doctor about the problems which I'm not going to talk about.
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of problems.
That's right.
You can say that again.
I don't mind your audience laughing when they make jokes against me, but I don't think you should applaud as well. Peter, I agree with your challenge, and you have the subject 6 seconds, and What I Don't Talk About, starting now.
I don't talk about lapses of taste or indiscretions of my friends, nor do I tell them.
Clement Freud, will you take the next round? Going to the dogs. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Going to the dogs is usually used disparagingly, meaning someone is past it, is doing bad things. I would like to mention that going to the dogs is an extremely attractive, sometimes lucrative, and often wonderful pastime. Greyhounds run in tracks at all...
Jenny Eclair, shall
he hesitated quite badly, I feel.
I think hesitation is enough.
Yes.
Jenny, I agree with your challenge. So you get the subject and you start now.
This country is going to the dogs. That's because they're taking over, messing up our streets. In fact, where I live, you don't walk, you skid along, bumping into lampposts and breaking your hips. And I don't agree with Clement about going to the dogs is a nice thing to do, because you look at those poor, waify things and you look in their eyes and they're saying, please give me a meat and potato pie, I'm starving.
Peter Jones challenge.
Some kind of hesitation.
Some kind of hesitation, yes. So, Jenny, as you've played the game before once, I have to be
brutal.
No, I just have to be firm and
right.
Fair to the others.
Fine.
And 16 seconds up with Peter now to tell us something about going to the dogs, starting now.
Before I was married, I used to go to the dogs and have a few bets, but I don't anymore because I really can't afford it, frankly. I'm saving up for a knighthood, and I all the money I have to that end. Now, going to the dogs can involve a certain amount of mixing with...
Well, Well, Peter Jones again was speaking as the whistle went, gained another point for doing so, and he's in a strong lead at the end of that round. And Peter, it's your turn to begin the subject, being misquoted. Can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, that's something that really nobody likes. For instance, I once made a remark to somebody, and I was quoted as saying that I wished somebody or other was dead.
Jenny Eclair Chubb.
You said somebody twice.
Yes, I did. I didn't want to mention their name, you see, otherwise.
So, Jenny, you got in with the correct challenge again. And 50 seconds to tell us about being misquoted, starting now.
I think I've been misquoted once in a magazine article that said I was married, as if.
Kevin Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, she thought about being married and came to full
stop.
Because
I'm not. I wonder why.
So do I.
Clement, you have 44 seconds on being misquoted, starting now.
I shot a hippopotamus with bullets made of platinum, because if I used leaden ones, I would lose a fortnight's holiday in Merthyr Tydfil. This is a direct misquotation of Ogden Nash, who finished his verse, "My hide be bound to platinum." I thought I'd mention this. I have been misquoted.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
That was a hesitation.
No, it wasn't, Peter.
Well, it was a pause.
No, it wasn't. I thought he kept going quite well in spite of the audience's response. Clement, I disagree with the challenge. You have a point and 24 seconds on being misquoted, starting now.
I have never been misquoted in a long and serviceable political career. Everything that newspapers have said about me have been completely, utterly, frankly true. And I'm sorry about this. The only way to go about it is to lead as publicly disreputable a life as you can and hope that your family will sit with the consequences.
So Clement kept going and gained that extra point and is equal with Peter Jones in the lead at the end of that round. Jenny Eclair, it's your turn to begin. The subject, how to make a million. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
The easiest way to make £1 million is to marry a very rich old man and then wait for him to fall down the stairs.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Not much use to me.
We enjoyed the challenge, Peter, so we give you a bonus point for that. But as it was an incorrect challenge, Jenny gets a point for being interrupted, keeps the subject, 54 seconds, how to make a million, starting now.
Unfortunately, I don't have the attributions for a trophy bride. I haven't got thin brown thighs and big hair and silicone breasts, so unfortunately I'm going to have to make it myself.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Too unfortunate.
There were two unfortunates.
That's my life. It's unfortunate. It's just unfortunate.
Why are you so amused by that, Peter?
I think she's very funny.
Yeah.
I will marry that man.
But he hasn't got a million, I'm sorry.
He hasn't got one.
Derek, I agree with your challenge. And there are 44 seconds for you to tell us something about how to make a million, starting now.
Probably one of the best ways to make a million is to start grow fruit in northern Cyprus and export it through Kyrena to England. Then go into
Clement Freud's challenge.
Was that repetition of fruit?
No,
sounded
I don't think
like
he,
from.
No, he didn't say. He
ah, I'm sorry.
It,
give him a point. Fruit, give him several points.
So, 35 seconds for you, Derek, on how to make a million, starting now.
Alternatively, I might have a dinner at the China Club in Hong Kong and get along a sort of number of Chinese businessmen and ask them if they chip in to a fund to give me a million. This would be enormously beneficial, particularly if Michael Heseltine would come and open that said place the following week. Then I would bring all the monies back to the United Kingdom, put them into the stock exchange. Perhaps it would be 2 million by then, and I'm sure at the end of a week I would make a million.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of week.
Yes, it was. You said week before. There are 5 seconds for Peter on how to make a million, starting now.
If you're talking about lira, it's quite easy because you exchange it for about £100 or so.
Peter Jones was again speaking as the whistle went, and he has increased his lead at the end of that round. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is ghosts. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
At the Stephen Joseph Theatre in Scarborough, on a Friday night, the ghost walks. That is a theatrical expression meaning that you're going to be paid. and all the company run by Mr. Alan Akeborn so splendidly welcome that particular ghost. Now, sitting here, I feel I'm surrounded by the ghost of the wonderful Max Jaffa. How often I used to listen to him through my whole life, practically, playing his violin, and I wish I could stand there and sing and play selections from The Belle of New York and Maid of the Mountains, for Is is a very tuneful ghost.
Jenny Eclair, you've challenged.
He said is 8 times.
Well, he may have done, but he also hesitated, didn't he?
Yes.
So, Jenny, you have a correct challenge, and you have 21 seconds to tell us something about ghosts starting now.
It's very easy if you're going to a fancy dress party to dress up as a ghost, because all you need is a sheet over your head, and then you go, ooh, and frighten people a lot.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of go.
Yes,
go to a fancy dress
you go to
party,
a party and you go, ooh, but bad luck, Jenny. 12 seconds for... Clement on ghosts starting now.
The only ghosts I know are Mr. and Mrs. Simon de Vere, who live at 187 Balham High Street, London, SW16. I thought I'd just mention them.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
If they live there, they can't be ghosts.
I understood that was their surname. They didn't live there as ghosts. I thought that was the point he was making. So, actually... So
that was the point?
Yes, I thought that was the point. Wasn't that the point you were making?
Oh, well.
Absolutely. So, Peter, you have a point for an amusing challenge. And 2 seconds on ghosts starting now.
Is a six-letter word with a vowel.
In spite of Clement getting points in that round, Peter Jones is still in the lead, one ahead of him. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is dressing. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
In the United States, what we call stuffing is dressing. Herbs, bread, seasoning, spices, liquor, anything at all which you put inside a bird and odiously take out when no one is looking. What you stuff in a partridge, a pheasant, a chicken, a turkey, even a tortoise, is called dressing. We tend to use the word dressing for salads, using oil and vinegar with salt and pepper, and push the dressing over anything that blushes or wilts as a consequence of the application. Dressing is also used for putting on clothes, shoes, socks, pants, trousers, shirts, ties, jackets, waistcoats, and dressing up doesn't mean that you're doing it in order to impress people with the brilliance of your wardrobe, but dressing in that direction is simply making you smarter.
Peter Jones has challenged.
He said stuff twice early on.
I deliberately said stuffing, stuffed,
you
and stuffed.
You said that as well, yes.
No, he did. He did say stuffing, stuffed, and stuff. No, it's... Oh. I have to be fair to everyone. And he keeps going for 4 seconds on dressing, starting now.
Cross-dressing means wearing the clothes...
Clement kept going and got an extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and he's now 1 point ahead of our previous leader, Peter Jones. Peter, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is Fiji. Will you tell us something about that place, starting now?
Well, it's not just one island. It's about 1,000 of them all together in the South Pacific, and I think they invented salad dressing.
Terry Nimmo challenge.
Hesitate.
Yes, he did hesitate. I'm just pondering the idea of them inventing salad dressing. I think it's a rather lovely
Thousand
idea.
Thousand Island, I mean.
Well done, Peter. Give him another bonus point. I like that one, yes. But Derek has the subject, and this is Fiji, 51 seconds, starting now.
I remember the first time that I landed in Suva, which is the capital of Fiji. I went to my hotel, wrote out my name, and as they haven't got any television there, they said, we listened to Just a Minute. But it was quite a surprise when you go to a place that you've never been to before. An uncle of mine was Chief Justice at the time. A very difficult task.
Jenny Eclair, chance.
Did he say flunkle instead of uncle?
I said, I don't have any flunkles, I only have uncles.
I don't mind.
It's very difficult sometimes with Derek's sort of what he claims is impediment, but I think it's his way of clamouring out of it.
Cheating.
Yes. Jenny, as you've only played the game once before, I'm going to be very generous and say you have the subject and 34 seconds on Fiji starting now.
I've got absolutely nothing to say about Fiji. I've never been there in my life.
Remember, you've challenged.
Deviation's got nothing to say about Fiji. Oh.
So Derek's got the subject back because you were deviating. And there are 31 seconds on Fiji starting now.
The principal problem in administrating the republic is that 48% of the population are in fact Indian, and a rather smaller number are Fijian or Micronesian by descent, which means that the Fijians are very big butch fellows that can kick the other fellows around, particularly in the rugby sevens in Hong Kong, I might tell you. That they.
You did say fellows twice.
Yes, that's right, yes. Don't look so surprised. You said fellows twice.
All right, I'm not complaining. All right.
They try and bluff me out a bit, you see. Jenny, you had a correct challenge there, and you've got 9 seconds on the subject you don't want to talk about. Fiji starting now.
Oh, well, I'd love to go to my hairdresser, and when she said, where are you going on your holidays this year, I'd like to turn around and say, Fiji. I always go to Fiji.
Derek Nimmo-Chan.
No, absolutely wrong. I'm very unsporting. It wasn't a fair challenge. I withdraw it absolutely, and I think she's the most charming girl we've ever had in the day. And if I had £1 million, I'd propose to her if I hadn't got a wife already.
You can't get round me or her in that way. You're allowed to repeat the subject on the card, which is Fiji, and that's what she did. So you get a point, Jenny, for being interrupted, and you keep going for 1 second. You'll probably get another one in a moment. It's still Fiji, starting now.
Lots of beautiful women.
Well, Jenny Eclair, our second-time player of the game, she's moved rapidly forward, and she's only 1 point behind our joint leaders, which is Peter Jones and Clement Freud, and for once, Derek Nimmo is training a little. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is now socks. Will you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, socks is a very appropriate subject for me at the moment, because I really want to pull my socks up if I'm going to retrieve anything from this absolutely disastrous performance that I'm giving today in just a minute. Socks, I like wearing them very much indeed. Sometimes I wear odd ones. It's terribly good fun. You can have a red one and a pink one, a green one and a blue one, a white one and a black one and a brown one, and so on.
Jenny, your chance.
He said one a million times.
Yes, that's right. One swim, I'd let her get away with it. Twice, no. And 4 or 5 times, definitely not. Jenny, socks. 40 seconds starting now.
I have terrible problems with my socks, you know, because I've got moths in my wardrobe. Can you believe this? I'm so distressed. What can one do? You had to put down mothballs. I keep saying moth. God, I'm so dreary. I do apologize. But it is a recent thing, and I'm distraught.
Jenny, you have been challenged, actually.
But I would like people to write in and tell me what to do about my problem with moths. Because they smell, those mothballs, you smell like a little old lady. Oh,
call a camphor eclair soon.
Yes.
Derek, you challenged, and you have 30 seconds on socks starting now.
Before the invention of nylon socks, when one wore socks of pure wool, then if they developed a hole, you darned them. And one used to have nice little things shaped rather like a mushroom. It used to bung up the sock and then draw threads across it into a kind of like a crisscross situation. And then the wool was put over it, and then your sock would be good as new once more. And when there was clothes rationing, which not many of you, apart from Peter Jones and Clement Freud, can remember...
Derek Nimmo did get a number of points in that round, including one for speaking as the whistle went. He's moved forward, but he's still in fourth place, which is unusual. Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Jenny Eclair are all equal in the lead. And Peter, it's your turn to begin, and the subject now is what I'd love to do right here in Scarborough, in front of this audience. Let's discover what it might be, starting now.
I'd love to be able to speak for a minute without deviating, hesitating, or anything else, like being obscene or politically incorrect.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
5 oars.
Yes, oars, as well as the hesitation. So.
As well, yes.
Derek! You have the subject. And it is what I'd love to do right here, 50 seconds, starting now.
What I'd love to do right here is to have behind me a really big band like Ted Heath had in the old days, and I would inflict upon you all my version of My Way, which would ring out across the...
Jenny Eclair, child.
My, my.
Yes, my, my, my.
What have these people done to you, Derek?
Jenny, 37 seconds are left. The subject is what I'd love to do right here, and you start now.
What I'd like to do right here would be to have liposuction, because I saw my bottom in the mirror in the hotel, and I was so distressed, I thought, that's what I need, someone to suck the fat out of it. Then I'd like to leap into a jacuzzi with a big magnum of champagne and all my mates, and then I would...
Kevin Floyd challenged.
I was just helping her out.
Yes. And I'm grateful.
Do you mean by that it was the offer of the jacuzzi?
I was just kind of trying to keep things clean, you know.
What's all this liposuction? I don't know what it is. What is liposuction?
I'll explain later.
With your figure, Derek, you don't actually need it, so I wouldn't worry. Clement, I agree with the hesitation. 19 seconds on what I'd love to do right here, starting now.
What I'd love to do right here is walk down the promenade, making a various number of stops for prawns, mussels, lobsters, and the excellent dressed crab for which Scarborough is rightly famous. North Yorkshire, of all the counties in England...
God, he's a creep, isn't he?
Yeah, creep. Get an extra point for being a creep.
No, yes. Clement, you managed to keep going with creeping up with your sycophancy until the whistle went, so you get an extra point for doing that, and you've taken the lead, one ahead of Jenny Eclair, two ahead of Peter Jones, three ahead of Derek Nimmo. And Jenny, it is your turn to begin, and the subject is At the End of the Day. Would you tell us something about that subject, starting now?
At the end of the day, I like to sit on my sofa, slobbing around, surrounded by bottles of wine, cigarette packets, watching one of those dreary old sitcom things that make me laugh so much. Then I know I should take my makeup off, because otherwise I'm going to have skin like a pterodactyl. But unfortunately, I'm a bit of a sad old slapper, and I go to bed, and it's all over my pillow, mascara, lipstick, dribble, because that's what I do at the end of the day, lots of dribbling. And another thing I have to do, I'd like to be able to slip into clean cotton sheets, Irish linen, but unfortunately, I have to roll back a rather smelly old duvet, which is full of biscuit crumbs, and my rather flatulent four-year-old daughter, and I had to turf her out and get her into her own bed. Then I get into the bed, and I like to kiss my partner goodnight, and he goes, yeah, why don't you go and clean your teeth?
Peter Jones and Chubb.
Hesitation.
I don't think she hesitated.
I'm talking nonsense for too long.
She didn't hesitate.
What was it?
It was a rather disgusting picture that she painted, actually.
Yes, but I was doing her a service professionally.
I would agree with you there, yes. But, Jenny, an incorrect challenge. You have 13 seconds, and it's the end of the day, starting now.
I'd make myself some hot milk and have a little biscuit and... What else did I do?
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, we have the biscuits already.
Yes,
all the
biscuits were in your bed before, and now you're going to have biscuits. Yeah. And so, Derek, you had a correct challenge. You have 8 seconds to tell us at the end of the day, starting now.
At the end of the day, I like to slip into my green velvet smoking jacket, undo a bottle of Krug champagne, take two glasses out of the refrigerator.
So Derek Nimmo was speaking as a whistle when, gain an extra point for doing so. As we move into the last round, and it's Derek's turn to begin, and the subject is the Loch Ness Monster. Derek, you have 60 seconds on the Loch Ness Monster. No, not literally, I mean, but to talk on the Loch Ness Monster. Starting now.
Whenever I go to look for, or indeed at, the Loch Ness Monster, I fly to Inverness, drive across the Black Isle and down to Drumnadrochit, where the Loch Ness Monster Museum happens to be. And I can take some snaps within that particular establishment and pretend to my chums that I actually have witnessed old Nessie. Gosh, it would be a wonderful excitement, would it not, if the Loch Ness Monster actually lived. How exciting, chums!
charming and a better world it might be, with full of sword and Polly Becks and things like that. I would like a real Loch Ness monster on which to ride, perhaps, or photograph it down at the bottom of the loch.
Jenny Eclair has challenged.
Photograph twice. Am I making that up?
Well, I don't know, just wandering on. I'm enjoying lovers.
He said actually four times.
Yes. But you didn't challenge for it, Clement.
Oh, no.
Right. So, Jenny, you have 18 seconds to tell us something about the Loch Ness Monster, starting now.
When people say they've seen the Loch Ness Monster, I sneer in my cynical fashion, going, get out of it, because these are the same folk who've seen Lord Lucan, Elvis Presley and Shergar playing cards together. Mind you, I would not like to camp out on the shores of that lagoon in case some dread creature reared its ugly head.
Didn't you challenge?
Well, it's not a lagoon, it's a loch.
It is a loch, and that is the Scottish word for it, but some people might refer to it as a lagoon. I don't see why they should.
A lagoon is generally surrounded by a coral reef, actually. If you go to Fiji, you'll see one.
You never hear the Lagoon Ness Monster, do you?
So much, I'll just give it.
I've heard Americans refer to Loch Ness as a lagoon, so people do refer to it incorrectly.
You are a liar. You really are. No wonder I dislike you so much. I mean, Americans refer to Loch Ness as a lagoon.
Derek, let's get this
really
right.
Nicholas.
It was in a show that was recorded a few weeks back. You decided you didn't like me.
I've always disliked you. Doesn't matter which week we're talking about.
Whether you like me or not, I still have to play just a minute. And anyway, I don't believe you, because I think you say most outrageous things in order to get laughs.
I remember what we're talking about now, by the way, but a lot
I can tell you, Jenny, that you have another point for that, and you are now just in the lead. There's 1 second left. You're one ahead of our previous leader. The subject is the Loch Ness Monster. 1 second starting now.
The Loch Ness Monster.
And someone has challenged. Derek, remember, what was your challenge?
Is it Derek?
Yes, indeed, Derek. You have half a second on the Loch Ness Monster starting now.
The Loch Ness Monster is a very big...
Absolutely, Jenny, you're perfectly correct, yes. A quarter of a second, the Loch Ness Monster starting now.
The Loch Ness Monster!
Yes, sir. So we finish just a minute with a flourish. First of all, we thank our lovely audience at Scarborough for welcoming us so well and making our stay here so enjoyable before I give you the final score and say, Peter Jones, who usually does extremely well and hasn't failed us once again, he finished in fourth place, but he got a lot of points. He was only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, who was only 1 point behind Clement Freud, but they were, all of them, 3 or 4 points behind our winner, who's only played the game once before, Jenny Eclair. She's our winner this week. That you have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. It only remains for me to thank our four delightful panellists for the contribution they made to make the show so successful, and that is Clement Freud, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and Jenny Eclair. And also I thank James Stevens for keeping the score so well and blowing her whistle so magnificently when 60 seconds are up. I thank Ian Mister for thinking of the game so we'll keep working. We thank Sarah Smith, who directs the show and makes sure that we all keep in order. And that is, of course, my job. This is Nicholas Parsons saying goodbye. Hope you've enjoyed it and be with us next time we play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.